Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
While awaiting trial, Suge Knight was admitted to a hospital here in L.A. According to TMZ, Knight was transferred out of jail on April 2nd and has been there for the past 2 days. You know, we don't know why he was admitted to the hospital on Monday morning. Last year, he was treated for blood clots, and in 2015, he passed out in court. Yeah, he's been in jail for a while now, awaiting trial. Stay tuned for further details. And Brooklyn native Casanova has a big heart. You know, the rapper took to Instagram yesterday to post a video of himself at a gas station. Now, he begins by conversing with this homeless man who came up and asked him for money. The man said he was hungry. Well, Cas invites the man into his all-white Bentley. You know, the man says, "Man, you a lawyer or something?" from inside the car. He said, "I ain't no lawyer." Well, Cas took the homeless man on a small shopping spree, buying him new clothes and shoes. In the Instagram post, he wrote, quote, "No one has ever become poor by giving. I hope that doesn't go over y'all's heads. I was on my way to do an interview. This man asked me for some money. I was not going to give him money to buy drugs because, you know, I ain't stupid. Anyway, I made his day and he made mine. The feeling was great. I just love these kinds of stories, don't you? And Russell Simmons is calling BS on the claims of the woman who says that he raped her at his LA home in 2016. He says the woman continued to text him after the alleged sexual assault and even sent him nude photos. The woman in question is Jennifer Jarosik. She's 37 years old. She filed a $5 million lawsuit against Russell in January, claiming that he raped her during this meeting. The woman says that she attempted to fight him off. He pushed her over the bed, jumped on top of her, then she hit her head. Anyway, in the new legal documents, Simmons claims the two had casual relationships for over 10 years and occasionally had consensual sex in that 10-year period. He goes on to say that he would routinely receive affectionate text messages and even nude photos from this woman, including just weeks after the alleged rape. Russell's lawyers are saying that Jarosik is simply looking for an easy payday. And you know what? Russell might be right in defending himself against this claim. But Russell, what about all the others? And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and at AURN.com.